This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Brendan Weichert of National Interest about the reports from China of competitive technology and artificial intelligence. There's DeepSeek, yes. Many doubts about some of DeepSeek's claims, such as its expense and how much power it used. However, it does, at least in the legend of it, drive enterprise, innovation, competition. Brendan also singles out the new report from Huawei that, though it is forbidden from buying the high-end NVIDIA chips that it wants, it has pooled together a number of NVIDIA chips it can buy and made a workaround. Wonderful. Very clever. And again, Brendan's point, innovation, competition. That's what makes capitalism go around. Here's Brendan Weichert. Welcome, China. Let's go for it. More of this tonight.
No, there's no doubt they're getting better, and you're seeing more and more startups kind of getting into this space, creating more innovation and competition. You know, even the thing with China, I kind of go back and forth at the national security side. We don't want them being involved with this, but at the same time, what China does is when they have something like the Huawei chips we were talking about, or even DeepSeek, it forces the American firms to get more competitive, more innovative, and to become more cost effective. So in the end, competition is actually good because it's producing better products for end users here in the United States and throughout the world. And so this iterative process, you see it in national security and you see it in your interactions on an individual level with these AI systems. It's very interesting to kind of experience this as a user.